A country that upholds the values of peace by abolishing its army. A president who rescued thousands of refugees' lives. A former US vice president who brings the world's attention to global warming. A celebrity who advocates for human rights. An animal lover who works tirelessly for the defenseless. An international organization that provides humanitarian aid regardless of national boundaries. A worldwide humanitarian agency that protects human life and alleviates suffering. These are among some of the distinguished people, countries, and organizations in our present-day society that have made a positive difference on our planet through their noble actions. For the purpose of recognizing these caring actions, and in response to the reports about many positive developments in the world, Supreme Master Ching Hai founded the Shining World Leadership Award in March 2006. The Pure Crystal Award represents the shining noble ideals of the honored individuals, nations, and organizations whose pioneering work and selfless dedication have significantly contributed to the harmony and beauty of our planet.
Thank you for this award, but most significantly, thank you for the work you've done and are doing and are encouraging others to do to awaken humanity to its responsibility to live a compassionate life and to do so in honoring of the spirit in all beings.
The founder of the Shining World Leadership Award, Supreme Master Ching Hai, is a world-renowned spiritual leader, humanitarian, and artist, who herself has brought immense benefits to the world through her inspiring words and shining example. Supreme Master Ching Hai's own selfless service and devotion to all beings have been highly lauded by world leaders and governments.
Also bring to love around the world where there is hate. She brings hope where there is despair. And she brings understanding where there is misunderstanding. We don't have enough people like the Supreme Master. If we had somebody like her in every country in the world, we'd have eternal peace, eternal love.
For decades, Supreme Master Ching Hai has exemplified unconditional love through her worldwide humanitarian work.
wholeheartedly and sacrifice for them whenever necessary. And to other members of mankind, you just show your love universally and help whoever needs your help. And that is the way of love.
Supreme Master Qinghai's wisdom and compassion have been a source of inspiration for countless people worldwide. And she further encourages positive work through the Shining World Leadership Award. Thank you, Shining World Leaders.
Commission, the unique non-governmental organization and executive body of the European Union, has always been at the forefront of peace-building efforts, humanitarian aid, and constructive development. The delegation of the European Commission to Sri Lanka and the Maldives exemplifies the organization's noble endeavors, in particular by assisting people and governments with rehabilitation from large-scale natural disasters. Sri Lanka emerged from 25 years of conflict and for the first time in many years is unified. The landscapes are beautiful and there is much potential for continued peace and prosperity. The collaboration between the European Union and Sri Lanka began in 1975 and over the decades has expanded from commercial agreements to a wide range of partnerships in rural development, community rehabilitation in the northern and eastern regions, post-tsunami restoration, as well as education and culture. The European Commission delegation at the present manages €200 million of ongoing assistance programs, besides the emergency relief funds provided by European Union's Humanitarian Office. These programs carry out community regeneration, infrastructural enhancement, as well as livelihood sustainability to the internally displaced and tsunami-affected population. In a recent interview with Supreme Master Television, the Honourable Mr. Bernard Savage, current ambassador of the delegation, introduced the general projects that the European Commission has been carrying out in Sri Lanka. First, he explains the agency's work in post-conflict community assistance in the eastern region of the country.
We have a large program focusing on Ampara District. We have, for instance, built community access roads. We have a number of livelihood projects. There's a paddy marketing centre we built near Ampara. There are a lot of community work, community halls, community schools, much smaller than that in Bakarai. And we also have a major road project which connects the south of the country to the east. And it's in two phases. The first phase is already completed, and the second phase will be completed next year. I've also recently signed contracts on behalf of the European Commission for similar types of development in Batticaloa and Trincomalee districts. So we have this focus on the north and east.
Sri Lanka was the second most affected country by the December 2004 Indian Ocean tsunami, in which 35,000 people lost their lives and nearly 1 million people lost their homes. The European Union acted swiftly in the aftermath by dramatically increasing its aid to Sri Lanka among other afflicted countries. In addition to the €42 million in emergency donations to Sri Lanka under the European Commission's humanitarian assistance, the European Commission delegation pledged an additional €100 million for post-tsunami reconstructions in the country. Furthermore, to help with the recovery process, the European Commission delegation to Sri Lanka was upgraded to a full embassy with an ambassador in 2005. With this upgrade, the delegation doubled its staff members and began to make its decisions locally in the capital of Colombo. The delegation worked with Sri Lanka government in launching 14 post-tsunami recovery programs among 13 tsunami-affected districts in the country. By mid-2007, more than 75% of paddy cultivation land was returned to use. The rebuilding of nearly 285 kilometers of the national highway and another 5 major roads was completed. 218 hospitals and clinics were in reconstruction, 160 schools were rebuilt, and 7 projects handling water, waste and solar power were benefiting thousands of people.
I should also mention the major contribution we've made to housing reconstruction. It's the Northeast Housing Reconstruction Programme in alliance with the World Bank, where we built a large number of houses, not only in the Eastern province, but also in the north.
Half of the 95,000 houses destroyed during the tsunami were rebuilt by mid-2007. These post-tsunami community rehabilitation efforts not only helped the livelihoods of families in Ampara and nearby areas, but also helped to secure peace among different groups.
I think the most important thing for Sri Lanka is to go forward while building a degree of reconciliation and harmony between the communities. This is why the Eastern Province is so important, because it's the one province in the country where the different communities are roughly equally represented and where the benefits of the contributions we make.
We will return soon with more about the European Commission delegation in Sri Lanka. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television. Welcome back to today's presentation featuring the delegation of European Commission to Sri Lanka and the Maldives, an honoured recipient of the Shining World Leadership Award from Supreme Master Ching Hai. A major part of the European Commission's assistance for tsunami reconstruction in Sri Lanka is carried out through the European Union Ampara Partnership, which focuses on rebuilding the Ampara and Batticaloa districts in Eastern Province. One leading project of this partnership is the reconstruction of the school Vakare Maha Vidyala at Batticaloa. Vakare Maha Vidyala is the largest primary and secondary school located in the part of the east coast of Sri Lanka that was almost entirely wiped out by the 2004 tsunami. The reconstruction of Vakare Maha Vidyala is part of the European Union's Community Livelihood Support Programme in Sri Lanka. To reconstruct the school, the European Commission delegation donated 1.88 million euros and collaborated with the Sri Lankan Ministry of Education through its implementing partner, the International Organization for Migration. The Honourable Mr. Bernard Savage, ambassador of the delegation, explained.
The Vakarai School was a flagship project for us because the town of Vakarai was almost totally wiped out by the tsunami. I visited last week, in fact, the school, and it was really heartwarming to see that. And to see the school and the number of the children who are now attending that school. But more than that, it's also a focus for the community. It has become almost a provincial focus, even beyond Batticaloa district. So it's really quite heartwarming. As I say, the credit for that goes not only to the European Commission as an institution, but also to the programme officers and the community, which has really invested itself in the school.
The reconstruction started in June 2008 and was completed in the summer of 2009. There are now new permanent buildings that offer 30 classrooms, 2 computer laboratories, a library, music room, science laboratory, playground and an assembly hall. The school provides education for nearly 1,000 primary and secondary students from grade 1 to 13. at the opening ceremony of Vakre Mahavidyala, Sri Lankan President His Excellency Mahinda Rajapaksa called the reconstruction work a commendable example of international cooperation, together with the participation of government, non-government and community organizations, irrespective of ethnic or religious differences. Indeed, the reconstruction of the school Vakre Mahavidyala represents a beacon of hope for the displaced children and their future. As the Honourable Ambassador shared with us, hope and peace are alive in Sri Lankan children's hearts.
I've just come from opening an exhibition of art by children from the North and East, many of whom suffer from physical handicap, but also many of them have been displaced by the conflict. And there's one single theme running through all that, and that's hope for the future and a gratitude for peace. That's two things running through it, but the two are very linked.
For setting such an exemplary model of leadership through its assistance in Sri Lanka, the delegation of European Commission was honoured with the Shining World Leadership Award from Supreme Master Ching Hai. Ambassador Bernard Savage accepted the award on the delegation's behalf.
Honourable Sir, it is with great pleasure and gratitude that we present to the European Commission the Shining World Leadership Award. This award is presented in recognition of your outstanding devotion to humanity's well-being and your enlightened leadership that provides hope to the less fortunate and nurtures young minds, thus creating a more prosperous and harmonious world. In recognition of outstanding humanitarian efforts, aiding tsunami recovery, nurturing positive and prosperous future for Sri Lanka, and creating a brighter world for humanity, with sincere gratitude for enlightened leadership, wisdom and vision.
Thank you very much.
In speaking about the future, Ambassador Savage expressed his simple wish for the return of children to happiness and creativity.
The art exhibition this morning, which we jointly financed with a local NGO called God's Own Children. We have an annual competition for children who are in difficult situations. The children do the artwork, and we had about 10,000 children participating this year, 10,000 works of art from children. Every month, one of the pictures that's been selected by the judges of this competition. So there's a great deal of enthusiasm from the children. And we do it to mark Children's Day. I think that's something we'll be continuing into the future, because it really is quite heartwarming to see the enthusiasm from the participants. As you can see, it's a beautiful country, and there's hope for the future. And our objective is to contribute to that.
Our respectful salute and immense appreciation, Honourable Ambassador and the European Commission delegation to Sri Lanka and the Maldives. God bless your caring, dedicated efforts to rebuild livelihoods and communities for present and future generations in Sri Lanka and throughout the world. Kind viewers, thank you for joining us on today's programme. Now please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for Words of Wisdom. Next, after noteworthy news, may all world citizens enjoy peace and neighbourly kindness.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/EE.